Here is Gabriel Heater.
Good evening, everyone. Korea, Tuesday morning. We're holding the 5 miles we've gained, holding everyone. It's rough, tough going every mile. We're paying for it in casualties. The enemy hits back hard, but we hold everything we've gained. It isn't our big offensive, but it may be the blow which saves our beachhead at Pusan. It's grim going every mile. One atom bomb would finish Red Korea, but it might finish the human race, too. So hats off to America for taking the hard way in Korea and holding back on the atom bomb. Well, I suppose you say this comes under love and war. The House has just voted unanimously to let American GIs bring back their Korean brides. On that big extra dividend by General Motors, $2.50 a share, it comes to $110 million bonus for stockholders. That's in addition to their regular dividend. GM's earnings for the first half of 1950, $485 million, a world's record, $10.91 a share. Well, you better shake hands with the impossible, or get ready to. That's what they called a $50 billion budget a year ago, impossible. They said there's no such animal. They know now they were wrong. There are men in Congress tonight who feel it may be $60 billion. 65, maybe $70 billion next year. And if you were in London or Paris today, you'd know why. There's a rising tide of fear that the world is plunging ahead to another war. Britain calls for doubling her defenses. France wants hers doubled. Country after country gripped by a new anxiety. Everybody putting up barricades for war. Before World War I, it was Sir Edward Grey in London warning everybody. The lamps were going out in Europe. Before World War II, Winston Churchill shouting, planes, planes, and more planes. Tonight, it's Anthony Eden warning Europe, warning us, get ready.
Time is running out.
One hope left for peace, prepare for war. They thought they were prepared. They expected one big war if it came. Long-range atom bomb war between this country and Russia. They wake up to a great shock. Somebody in Moscow figured out a different kind of war. The kind for which nobody in Europe is prepared now. The war which ties up Britain and Burma, France and Indochina. The United States and Korea. And what next? Time alone will tell. Now everybody is saying we can't wait to be surprised again. Got to get in first with the necessary power. Wherever there's any danger of attack, you add the whole thing up, you'll know why there are men in Congress tonight, like Senator Byrd and others, who think we'll even have a $65 or $70 billion budget next year. And what's more, nearly everybody is saying, you can't charge it. Not this one. This one is COD. It's pay as you go. And that might even mean, hold tight for this, it might mean higher taxes retroactive as of July this year. And now shake hands with Mr. Wishful Thinker, Esquire. Anybody who really thinks you can vote that kind of money, $50, $60, and $70 billion, and let it run loose without controls. You let that happen and Mr. Joe Stalin won't have to fight us at all. We'll be doing the job for him. We'll be committing suicide. Better get ready for control. They're working on it right at this minute in Senate. They'll be working the midnight tonight and maybe later. I think we're going to get everything on the menu. And make up your mind, anything you don't get now, you'll get right after election, from price control to freezing of wages to excess profit taxes. Well, you can have your pick tonight of what men in a position to know are expecting. Trigvi Lee believes we'll win in Korea, but that communism will be so impressed by our willingness to fight back, there's a good chance everybody will come together again at the UN. resume where we left off, and the hope for world peace would ride high again. Well, personally, I tell you frankly, I could hardly disagree with that more. But I never in all my life hoped as much as I do tonight that I am wrong and Mr. Trigvie Lee is right. But I think he's woefully wrong. I doubt if General Douglas MacArthur would share Mr. Lee's great hope. His conferences with Chiang Kai-shek would seem to indicate he expects Russia to try a lot more than Korea before it's over. And Winston Churchill hardly reflects any of the optimism Mr. Trigvie Lee feels tonight. Churchill figures Europe's position is even worse now than it was in the dark days of 1940. And nobody's ever going to call Mr. Churchill a timid man. He figures Europe may need years to catch up enough to have a chance against Russia. And as you've heard him say many times, he figures one thing has kept Russia from marching in. Only one. The atomic bomb. And how right the man is.